Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
8:54 on Namibia's Heart. That's your time. We checked out Blackie, Show You Love. We also had Summer Walker and Odeal with You're Stuck. J. Cole and Trey Songz with Can't Get Enough. Now, on Wednesdays, around this time, you know what we do. We bring the gents together and we have a conversation led by our mental health activist, Foreman Abudikavi.
Moro, moro, good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast player? Family. Good morning, NSK and Shaquan this morning.
My
two favorite people on radio. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents. And that means K Goodness is definitely on your radio. And when it's time for my gents, we take on, like I always say, trying to break the stigma, trying to stand up for gens and just speak up for our brothers and also in the same vein, educate our brothers on topics of our mental well-being, on topics of our well-being in general. And today I just want to talk to you about men have emotions. There is no human being that's born in this world that does not have emotions. And this is to mainly towards my sisters and mothers, that men have emotions. We just respond differently to our emotions as opposed to how women respond to their emotions.
Mm.
Okay. One of the main reasons why we respond differently to our emotions, and when I say respond differently, is we hardly show emotions. We do not show emotions. And our emotions... our emotional range ranges between anger and joy, and that's it. Anything in between is not expressed. So one of the reasons is that we are raised in a culture and raised by a culture and a society that teaches us to suppress our emotions, to not show emotion. And what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. If for your entire life you've been taught to suppress your emotions, that's what becomes your norm. That's what you're going to turn to. That's what you're going to do all the time. So ultimately, you can't now start demanding that I need to, with a flip of a switch, start acting a certain way or start expressing my emotions.
Hmm.
So my stance, what I've been taught my whole life, for as long as I can remember, is that as a man, I do not really show emotions. It is going to take time and patience to get me to a place where I change that picture, where I paint a different picture, where I find safe havens to be able to express those emotions without a fear of being ridiculed, without a fear of being called weak, without a fear of my vulnerability being used against me. The second point why most men are at a place where we do not show emotion is that our emotions generally get misunderstood. One,
100%.
Two, our That's vulnerability, true. More often than not, by women, get used against us in the future somewhere. Why would I want to give you something that I know you will use to hurt me in the future somewhere? So it is a protection mechanism that if I do give you that which I'm struggling with, that which is hurting me, if I do cry in front of you, I will start looking weak. You will lose your respect for me as a man. You won't see me in the same light. And finally, you will use that against me at some point in the future again. So that's for us to be able to get to a place where we express our vulnerability and emotions. We need to know that this is safe, that what I say here stays here in confidence, that what I say here, the emotions that I show here will not be used against me at any point in it down the line. Finally, gents, showing emotion and vulnerability doesn't make you weak. We need to learn progressively, and it's not going to happen overnight. Learn progressively how to show these emotions.
Hmm.
It's going to take time, but I need you to start showing these emotions. And that saying, in saying that, I want us as brothers to start creating those safe havens, not laugh at our brothers for crying, not ridicule our brothers for crying. As I always say, the biggest stigma that we face right now is from fellow brothers. Yes, you know, women perpetuate most of the use of our vulnerabilities against each other. But when you're seeking help, your brothers don't give you that soft landing, that soft place where you can go to, because you are afraid that if you go to a woman, it's going to get used against you. So as men, we need to start creating these safe havens where our brothers can come to us and express their emotions without the fear of judgment, without the fear of ridicule, without the fear of being laughed at. You know, yes, we at some point everything becomes a joke for us men, and a reason to, you know, chop each other out or make fun of each other for certain situations. But we need to initially give that soft landing, that soft cushioning that we can land on as brothers.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, men have emotions. We just respond to them differently because that's how we are programmed. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.